Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. What are you up to? Why are you up so early?
Work.
What do you do, my friends?
Graphic design for the Shawnee Mission School District.
Damn, so they make you wake up and go to work at 6 a.m. as a graphic designer? That seems like the kind of job where, you know, I wake up when I want,
right?
I take some coffee and then I just do it.
I wish. It'd be great if I could do that at home and do it on my own time, but...
You should be able to, like, totally in your underwear.
That'd be awesome.
But I know that you can't do it at work in your underwear, because then you'll be on the news.
Yeah, who knows? Give it a shot.
Do you want to check out Buzz Under the Stars?
I would love to.
All right, man. Happy early birthday, because you're getting these lawn seats, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning, Hartzell.
Hey.
How
you doing? What's going on, Jordan?
I'm so tired.
You a little tired today? What's going on?
Okay, I did one of those things where I woke up, and I made the mistake to check my phone.
Oh, in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jordan.
And I went into a wormhole that didn't end until about 2.
Oh, no. What time did it start?
11.
Oh, Jordan.
But when you hear what it's about, you'll totally understand.
What Amazon purchase did you make?
Almost. It's something that is just as important to me as Amazon. Well, actually, it's more important. But we'll talk about that coming up with the Buzz Family Creep at 6:35.
Sounds good to me.
So how are you feeling? How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty low key, actually. Kind of kept it to myself.
Did you do any mall walking?
I did, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Mall so hard. Walk is life. We went to both. We went to Independence and OP.
Man, you are the leader of the mall walkers.
6 weeks straight, keeping it written down.
I'm so proud of you.
And I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not saying this is me. I'm not saying that I did this. But I will accept that responsibility. But our crowds are getting bigger. That's all I'll say about that. Our crowds are starting to come in real number.
That's incredible. Are they aging? Are they younger?
No.
Okay.
Sure are not.
Okay.
No. Okay. And we don't talk to each other. That's the funniest, craziest part is that we've seen each other for weeks now. We know who we are. We're all pretty good with each other. And none of us have decided to talk whatsoever. Okay. There's a couple married couples who... They do their thing, but I just show up and kind of hang around. And then we all decide to, all right, here we go, boys and girls. Let's go.
So you all meet at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you're 27 and you do this, man. Like, I have Damask wallpaper in my house. Like, the newest thing that I have besides my TV is from the 1800s. But you're the mall walker.
We have things. Listen,
right,
we have
right,
our
right,
things.
Right. Okay, wait, please. So you show up to the mall.
We meet at Annie Ann's. Because it's our inspiration to both start the day and end the day there.
Okay, if this is before the mall even opens.
Oh, yeah, no one's actually at the kiosk, but we like to start there because you can smell the Annie Ann's of last night's past. Oh, it's just wonderful.
Mm, that's motivation.
Yeah. Isn't it, though?
Of course. Listen, you put Annie Ann's pretzels at the end of anything and I'll do it.
Oh, after we do, I try to get a good 5-6 laps in, take a stop, maybe go hit up H&M.
Laps?
Yeah, of
you
course.
Do more than one?
Yeah, and okay. By the way, I don't count one lap as just one time around. It's one around upstairs, one around downstairs.
Okay, good. See, that's like a swimming lap. A swimming lap is not just to the end of the pool. It's to the end of the pool and back.
Yeah, we don't shortcut on these things. No.
Do you know any of the names of the people?
No.
Can you start giving them nicknames?
Oh,
like Maurice or Professor Poopy Pants?
Oh, we got a couple Maurices. We got a Tyrese, a Maurice. We got a Gertrude.
Listen,
I
would love if they were listening to the Buzz right now, but I have a feeling that they're not.
No, they've already they've
been up for 3 hours like us.
Oh, they've just had dinner. This is fine. They had their dinner at at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Dinner.
And they're metamucil at 6.
Actually, you know what? That sounds like a perfect day.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Excuse the fact that I am dragging today.
What? I thought you did a good job. No. I think you showed up today, Jordan, fired up, a vigorous attitude.
Yeah, I was mad.
Fired up, ready to go. Fired up. Yes, we can. Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz. When it works, it's pretty good.
It was awesome.
Because sometimes it goes real bad real quick. I can't ever keep the accent, but...
It's beautiful to me.
Thank you.
It is perfect.
We're going to keep Obama in the 6.
Yes.
Does that work?
Please. Please. I wish you would talk
There's
like that.
There's something there, Jordan. There might be something there with that.
Hi, this is Jordan Silver and my co-host, Barack Obama.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Kansas City. Good to see you. Jordan, I love the show. It's been a good time. That Hartzell's pretty good.
So good.
Thank you. I'm really...
You do that as well as you appreciate it, my Australian accent. Just so you know, that is A-plus level.
Jordan, seriously, that may be the best compliment I've gotten in a very long time. I really appreciate it.
And you're handsome.
Oh, girl, stop it some more. Happy Monday, Jordan. Okay.
So I am tired because I went to bed at a regular time, but I made that mistake where I woke up and I looked at my phone to see what was going on because it was only 11. I went to bed earlier and then I woke up at 11.
11's late for you, though.
No, I went to bed at 7 and then I woke up at 11.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you should still be in bed. So why are you going on that phone?
I don't
know.
I was just checking to see maybe something.
No better than that.
But I got into a hole. I went down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
That when I was done, I felt like I would look like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Like I would come out of my room with a beard and a loincloth.
What did you look up? Because I've done that same thing, but I feel like we looked at some very different things.
I made them right. Right. Yeah. And the answer is yes, we did. Okay. We did. So, you know, that spotlight part of Instagram where it shows things that you would be interested in based off of what you check.
Yep.
I'm not going to get into it.
I'm looking at yours. I'm trying to creep on yours.
What do you think's the only thing I look at on Instagram?
See some cats in there.
And
I can't see that far. You know, I can't see
my
far.
Favorite artist.
Oh, that's a lot of T-Swift, isn't it?
Right. So
that's a copious amount of Taylor in there.
So there's a theory, a new theory about a new album for her. And that is where I went.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Because
oh, no.
There is a meme that says something like, if I ever go missing, don't tell the police. Tell Swifties to find me. Because
Swifties. That's the name of the group?
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Because
do better than that.
What?
It's
been like
name.
That since she was like 12.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
What are the Royals?
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm joking.
Oh, don't you do that.
I'm joking. I was reading your shirt.
Listen, there's only so much I can save you from that text line, Jordan.
That's true.
There's only so much.
That's true. So the thing is, she hides stuff in her pictures.
Oh, like, Easter egg stuff?
Yeah, basically. And so
I dig that.
All the time. And so now with what had happened.
But what had happened.
With what had happened, the big fans are thinking that she's known that this was going to be the album like 2 years ago.
Oh, so that's what had happened.
Yes. So what I did was I updated Instagram with basically a master class of how to do it.
This is you, that Always Sunny episode where Charlie's got all the strings attached to all the possible suspects.
Yes, except for mine are like circles that I can't draw very well.
No, these are hearts, not circles, they're hearts.
Right, yes. And so many members of the Buzz family already messaging me about it.
You are a real piece of work, Jordan.
Because I felt so inspired to write this and explain it to everyone. At the very end, I go, this is a congratulations, you've just completed your course for Swift 101.
Oh, God.
Print your certificate.
Kind of community college course is this?
But I got messages like somebody's like user LDOR was like, this has been an amazing educational experience. And then Megan on Instagram was like, thank you for the breakdown, Professor Silver.
Ooh, can we do that as a segment?
Professor Silver.
Professor Silver, I think that's got legs. Write that down real quick.
But there's only one thing that I want to talk about, and that's the one thing that nobody wants me to talk about.
That's all we need to hear.
So what's going on with the Buzz family creep? What are you seeing?
Oh, we just creep in Annika Kellogg from the Buzz family.
I love her.
Oh, isn't she great? Yeah. She was at a Hy-Vee. She's working at Hy-Vee, and she heard some Marian Hill. We haven't played Marian Hill in so long. So that's a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Jordan, if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. Our friend Liam, and I will say our friend, because he is just Buzz Family 101, homegrown Buzz. His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, that's why there's cake in the studio.
And I'm trying to find some leftovers because I see a bunch of plates.
Yeah, right.
I see a ton of forks, but not a lick of cake.
Which is funny because...
And I got to eat.
Yes. And we never have utensils in here. This place is disgusting. People will use their meat hooks to... Fingers.
To
eat cake.
Also, we got a plant. Don't step on how nice this place has become, though. We got a plant. It's dead as hell.
Anytime I come here and there's not a cigarette put out on the board, I'm impressed.
Say, that's small victories, Jordan.
So,
small victories.
On Facebook, Buzz family member Nikki wrote a post that said, "Hey, heads up to those driving on 39th Street by the Independence Center. Yeah. The mother of all potholes lives there and took out two, not one, two of my tires."
Oh, poor girl. I was at the mall this weekend, as we talked about. That's how you know how bad I wanted it, because I had to dodge those things. We had to bob and weave. Bob and weave.
Bob and weave.
They are bad.
That was my nickname in high school.
So you bobbing and weaving away from a relationship?
No, nobody could tell if I was a guy or a girl.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Artsy, it's not a bad thing. It won't be a bad thing. It's going to be
fine. I don't want to talk about it. Nope. We are not there yet.
Yeah, well,
Closer to there
than...
Stop.
Right. Because honestly, if you looked at the math...
I don't like...
For me...
The
sentence. Wait, hold on. If
I
you look...
Like the sentence.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Now I know how you feel, because if you look at the math for me, I'm closer to 40 than...
I didn't want to bring it up. I mean, I wasn't going to bring that up.
But I brought it up, and so I apologize.
I'm not ready yet. I'm in my roaring 20s. I'm a strapping young man. Who maybe occasionally goes to the mall.
And walks with old people.
Because I am staying in this immaculate shape because I am such a young, strapping man.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Nowhere near the middle part of my life. No, I'm still on the front end of this. I'm still on the rising action of this book. We have yet to reach our climax, all right?
Okay. Wow.
I take this very seriously, Jordan.
Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
No, I was talking about how a book is structured.
Oh, okay.
Rising action, climax.
Oh, yes,
order.
You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. Plot. Got mm-hmm. it. Got it.
I went to that class one time because I'm a young man. That's why.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do for your 30th?
I just hope I make it to 30. Anything plus 30 is borrowed time. No, I have no idea what I'm going to do for my 30 because I'm not thinking about that yet because I'm nowhere near that because I'm 27. I haven't even reached my sexual peak or my physical peak. Again, rising action. Fine. I don't want to talk about it. How did you do your 30s?
Ouch. Okay. No. Here's the thing about 30s is you get really anxious about when you're coming up to them. And then when you hit them, you realize that nothing is different except for you don't put up with as much BS as you did when you were in your 20s. It's incredible.
Oh, I'm already at that point now.
I've interviewed celebrities, big, famous, rich celebrities that have all said, I would never do my 20s again. And I'm like, really?
What?
Really? Because you were like dating Paris Hilton.
I don't want to leave these 20s. I had a man, my early 20s, no. Jordan, 22 to 25. Oh, your boy was just, it was messy. It was messy. Me and Snow Cone used to just
kiss.
Depending on the night, who knows? Who knows?
Yes.
We got wild.
Are
man.
There pictures? He's so handsome.
Yeah, those pictures are in phones past. iPhones gone.
Not even iPhones, probably.
Androids long forgotten.
Yes.
Flip phones long forgotten. Yeah, I don't know. Because hangovers, man, they really suck now. Like, hangovers are garbage.
Yes, this is why I won't go out with Jeremy and drink.
I don't even go out that much anymore. What happened to me? I was hashtag trolling for white chicks. That was literally my hashtag for the first year I was here.
Well, you hashtag have a very amazing... Hashtag girlfriend now.
Hashtag I found the white chick. But back in the day, I mean, oh.
Wait, are you upset that you are no longer?
No, I'm just upset that I'm getting older.
Does stuff hurt?
Stuff hurts so bad. I used to do, like, Third Thursdays, I always do this dumb thing where I put on a show. You know, I end up, you know, doing a James Brown deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my ACLs are now on high alert.
Mm.
I can no longer just do that stuff and just pop back up and then go do a shot. No, now it's... Someone help me up, and I don't want to take that shot because I don't feel like being sick tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. Welcome.
No, I don't want to stay.
This is great.
Kick me out, please.
No, it's a great club. Listen, the fact that you wake up early and walk the mall with a bunch of elderly people, and you're 50 years younger than the youngest person other than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you're going to really welcome your 30s when they come.
Because, no.
Like I said, everything kind of evens out.
I will say, though, my mall walking troupe, they do set the bar pretty high. They do. They've lived a good life. So if I can be anywhere close to them, I'll be happy. I don't know. I just don't know. The worst part, I feel, is when you have to tell people or put that age thing down. You know, when people win contests, they're like, hey, how old are you? And then I put, like, I'll say 91 for my year. And then people do the math in their head. Because we all do the math when people say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man, he's over 30. Oh, man. Like, I'm not even a young gun anymore. I'm just another guy who's 30 who has a job.
I remember the moment where that hit me really hard. I was giving away tickets to No Doubt's reunion tour in 2007.
Oh, yeah.
And some girl called up and won the tickets. And she's like, okay, so who is No Doubt? And this is an alternative station. Okay.
No.
And I was like, what do you mean, who is No Doubt? It's Gwen Stefani's band before she did a solo thing. And
they didn't even know who she was.
No, because the girl was born in, like, at that point, 96 or something like that. She was like 11.
I was coaching track, and, you know, I was 25 when I got the job. So I'm thinking, I'm young. These kids are going to love me. I'm basically just them on steroids, essentially. Yeah. And, some of these kids were born after 9/11.
I know, that's the weird line now.
That is the line, right? Because
that's the line. It's the 9/11. Like, you never lived in the world while those existed.
Like, all of my playlist, I had playlist on playlist for these kids to listen to as they ran. They didn't know any of these people, any of them, but they know about that little peep though. XXXTentacion.
Oh my God!
Whatever the hell that is. Whatever the hell that is.
You sound like you're in your
30s. Get off my lawn!
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Friends.
On 96.5 The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News. On 96.5 The Buzz.
So, in music news, we've got The National, that band.
Love that band.
They have apparently finished a new album, but get this. So, the band's longtime producer, his management team updated the news section of their management website.
Okay.
With the news that he had finished mixing The National's album earlier in this month. And now that tweet was deleted.
Oh.
So somebody got in trouble. Someone got in trouble.
Somebody dropped the gun on that one. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Happens to the best of us.
Yes. Yep. A group that's just as obsessed with Pearl Jam as I am with Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Says that their source says that Pearl Jam will not be playing the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which is going on in upstate New York this summer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, sure.
Santana's playing, who played the original one.
Sure, they won't be there. Sure.
That's what this super group
I want to go to that thing. I want to go.
Do you? Oh, I'd rather make love to a dude.
Oh,
that sounds horrible. Both of those sound horrible. And on Friday, Weezer put out two new songs for their Black album. One song called High as a Kite.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the weirdest music video. You have to check it out. It's him as Rivers as Mr. Rogers. And then there's all these kids jumping around to this happy song, which is not happy at all. It is weird.
What?
It is like the kids drank the Kool-Aid thing. Of course, that awkwardness is what makes it funny, but it's epic. And then also Weezer dropped another song called Living in L.A., which bumps so hard that it's going to be our new song of the day coming up at 7:30.
Rivers. Oh, Rivers. How old is that man? Rivers, you got to grow up,
400.
You got to grow up at some point. That's okay. Stay young forever, Rivers. You watched the Oscars last night?
Yep.
You didn't watch any of it?
The Oscars aren't the Grammys. I don't care. That's me. I know.
I also did not watch the Oscars.
Okay.
I watched the highlights. I saw a lot of the movies.
Of course. Of course.
But we had a bunch of winners last night. A pretty straightforward show from what I can tell. Let's play this for you real quick.
For Outstanding Supporting Actress. And the Oscar goes to Regina King.
For Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role.
And the Oscar goes to Mahershala Ali
for Original Screenplay. Nick
Vallelonga. Ben Curry. And Peter Farrelly for Green Book.
For Best Original Song.
Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, Anthony Rapamondo, Andrew Wyatt.
For Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role. Rami Malek.
For Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role.
Olivia Colman.
For Achievement in Directing, Alfonso Cuarón.
For Best Picture, Green Book.
There you go. You get the idea. You get the idea. They lots of stuff won. They just pat each other on the back, you know.
You don't even have to watch the whole thing if you just have that whole clip.
Yeah.
In 40 seconds, you told us everything that happened in a 16-hour program.
47 seconds on the dot, to be exact. Yeah, it looks like pretty straightforward what people thought. Still some controversy about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. Mm-hmm. Didn't love that. Took some creative liberties with that timeline.
Right.
From what I was told. But, right. Kevin Willmott. Teaches over at KU. I've met him, great guy. He won as part of the best adapted screenplay.
That's right. Congratulations, yeah,
for,
Kevin.
Black Klansman, which was just so good. That was one of my favorite movies of the year. So yeah, congrats to him. He's just an awesome guy. I'm trying to get him on the show, but as you can
Kevin,
tell, he's a little busy now.
So, and somebody know Kevin? Tell him to hit us up.
Somebody's got to know Kevin, right?
There was something very interesting going on with Lady Gaga's necklace at the
I couldn't
Oscars.
Tell, was it? It was like a I paid zero attention.
Okay, cool. Well, the necklace that she was wearing was giant, and it had a canary diamond.
Oh.
And people were like, wait a minute, is that what I think it is? And it is. It's the Tiffany diamond. Like the flagship.
Like that big old thing?
Big old thing that was last worn. See, Tiffany & Company in New York keeps this under lock. And nobody has worn it since 1962.
Oh, no.
Audrey Hepburn put it on for the Breakfast at Tiffany promo shoot. It was put in a case, and it has not been touched or worn by a single human being.
That was the same one?
That was the same one. There's only one.
Cool. That's
also
cool.
Also, guess how much that you ready? Guess how much that necklace was. Just and like if you're driving around in your car when you get to work, just Google what Lady Gaga looked like last night.
It's gotta be in the millions, right?
Of course.
Okay, I don't know, three.
The necklace around her neck was worth $30
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Million.
Oh, no.
Dollars.
No.
And if I had the aux cord, you know what I would do right now, right?
Diamonds are forever?
No, play the Titanic theme song.
Oh my God.
But since you have the aux cord, all I can do is say,
man.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the end. $30 million necklace.
Tiffany.
And
yes,
it has not been worn.
She missed me. That's ridiculous.
It has not been worn since 1962. Since Audrey
I wouldn't want to put that on. I wouldn't even want to touch that.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
I know,
no,
right?
No. Speaking of things I don't want to touch.
Ew.
Your favorite president made an announcement.
Okay, listen, man.
Awkward.
No. Just because one time I defended someone wearing a hat does
Jordan,
not mean that I'm a supporter.
I think you ordered a hat. That's what I think you did.
No, I don't have one of those.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
Actually,
with
I
that.
Bought a pin this weekend that said, bring Obama. No, I miss Obama.
Oh, the same girl. Oh, I have the same one. Is it a text one? Is it like a
yep.
little?
Yep.
I have the same one. So, your favorite president.
Stop it.
I'm just quoting his tweets. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I guess I'm just guilty then.
I'm sure he's a fine fella. Fine guy. Well, he wants to change the game for the 4th of July. He wants to make this the biggest, most star-spangled, awesome thing he's ever seen. And he made an announcement about that this weekend.
We're thinking about doing on the 4th of July or thereabouts a parade, a Salute to America parade. It'll be a really a gathering as opposed to a parade, I guess you'd have.
Whatever that means. A gathering as opposed to a parade. Here's the thing, though, Jordan. Here's the thing about that is we have a parade already on the National Mall on the 4th of July. Here, let me just read this tweet real quick. Hold the date, says the president. We will be having one of the biggest gatherings in the history of Washington, D.C. on July 4th. It will be called a Salute to America and will be held at the Lincoln Memorial. Major fireworks display, entertainment, and an address by your favorite president, comma me.
That you read that verbatim.
I did
not make up anything in that tweet.
Did not. That was verbatim. Again, we already have it. It's called America's National Independence Day Parade.
Right.
Like we have that already.
Right. Do you think there's going to be a big blow up wall?
Oh, of course.
Like with a slip and slide?
It has to be. It's one of those where, okay, you know where you got that guy who like flaunts around. He's like, I got a big dick. Like that's kind of how he walks.
Can you say that on the radio?
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
What?
All right. He's got a big Richard.
That works.
You can say Dick.
Oh my God! What?
Well, he's got a big radio. He's got a big Richard. Okay.
Okay.
And we get it, man. You got a big.
Can we
Richard.
Call it a wee wee?
We'll call it a wee wee.
Thank
he's got
you.
A, he's got a fine size wee wee.
Thank you.
But you don't have to go buy a truck. All right. We
right.
get it.
Yes.
It's the same thing with Trump. We get it. You love America, man. We get it. But come on, it's fine. So, that's your news. That's your news with Jordan Silver and friends.
Do you think his wee wee's orange?
Here's the thing. Okay, be real quick about this. Remember when that P tape was huge?
No.
About how, you know, he may have. Anyway, are we willing to admit that when that tape comes out that Donnie's got a big Richard? Because what if he does? I'm not sure I'm ready to know that our president actually may be hanging dog.
Excuse me. Wee-wee.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
How about some new-ish?
You got some new-ish for us, Jordan?
Some new-ish that dropped over the weekend, and if everyone was running around playing in the sun and totally...
Playing in their island in the sun, perhaps? I'm good at that, Jordan. I'm
taking points away for that.
Oh, come on! Points!
It was so beautiful yesterday.
It was great.
Like, who was stuck in their phone or anything? It was just... Everything just okay.
And you.
No, I was running around.
Oh, you went out and about?
Of course. It was a beautiful... The sun was out.
I like it when Jordan goes out.
Thank you.
I like when you leave that high tower you live in.
Oh, my God. Someone's been talking to Jeremy.
It's a good... It is a city on a hill in your penthouse suite.
I do not own the penthouse.
Yes,
no.
She does.
I am one underneath that
this
one.
This girl is bougie as
so
hell.
So anyway, this Friday, finally, you have to say it like that.
Finally.
Yes. Finally.
Nailed it.
Weezer is coming out with a Black Album.
Yes. Okay. We've all seen that SNL skit. I still dig new Weezer. I really do. Like, I really like that White Album. I thought Pacific Daydream was dope. Anyway.
What about
I still
the Teal Album?
Well, the Teal Album happened. I am pumped for Friday. I'm very excited.
Yes. And they dropped two new songs on Friday. I don't know why I had to say it like that.
Finally on Friday.
One is called High as a Kite.
I'm praying for us.
Totally. And Rivers is basically Mr. Rogers. And the band is playing to a bunch of kids in a studio audience.
Now, didn't we do... No, it was Happy Days. Happy Days. It was not Mr. Rogers.
Right. I saw that too. I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here? Are they redoing that? So I'm glad you mentioned that.
The sequel to... Was it Buddy Holly on that one?
Yeah. Yes, that was Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
But this one... If you watch the video, it's so funny because I haven't really heard the lyrics yet. I like listened to a clip of it. I think the song's depressing, and then the kids are like jumping around and being happy. So like the dichotomy of that is hilarious.
Classic Rivers, you mean?
Yes.
Classic Rivers Cuomo.
Classic Rivers.
She's listening. You're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
It is Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning, hanging out with you in Hartsel.
It sure is.
Good morning.
JSAFNF in Jamonin. All up in your AM. Am I right, Jordan Silver?
Yes, we are. We are in their radios.
I came in real hot with that, didn't I? I apologize.
I like when you come in.
There she is. There she is. Funky. Miss America.
Okay, that's the first time anybody's ever called me that, and I love it.
It won't be the last, Jordan.
Thanks. Boo. Thanks. So this is something brand new. Something brand new that I want to do. It's called the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Are we dropping in some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
like
Jordan.
Like a brand new thing. And all we'll right. do it every day around this time.
I like that.
So basically how this works is I'm going to give you a term that is from Urban Dictionary. I'm
okay.
just going to give you the term. And then the Buzz family calls in and lets us know what they think that it means. But right off the top of their head, don't look it up. It's not fun if you look it up.
No.
It's not fun if you're right because you don't win anything if you're right.
And by the way, you might guess right the first time. It's okay. But we'd rather you do it live.
Right.
Don't go on your phones. Come on.
Yeah, don't go on your phones. It makes it way less fun when someone calls up and gives you the right answer first. So what we're going to do is the fifth caller is going to score Andrew McMahon tickets for the show on March 8th.
Oh, okay.
So again, explaining. I'm going to give everybody a word, and then you call in with what you think that it means. It's from Urban Dictionary, so you know that the playing field is wide.
And by the way, some of these words we got were not all off of Urban Dictionary. So don't think you can just go find this. Some of these things we had to do a deep dive. The dark web
is
gross,
it's
by
not,
the way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It is not front page. It'll never be front page. So just call in with what you think that it means. 5767965 is our number here. I'm going to ask you, though, first, because we might as well show them how to do this as an example.
Okay,
so the Urban Dictionary word of the day is Tinder tornado.
Tinder tornado.
What do you
Tinder
think,
tornado, okay.
according to UrbanDictionary.com, a Tinder tornado could be?
A Tinder tornado
yep.
is when you've made your matches on Tinder, and you have a bunch of people you're trying to talk to, and you just talk to all of them mass at once. So you're shooting your shot as many times as possible.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
That's exactly what I want people to call in. You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. That's not what a Tinder tornado is.
Damn it. Okay.
I'll tell you the answer, and we will give our tickets away.
Am I close? Though?
I mean, it is. It does involve Tinder. I mean, you're that close.
By default, I guess I'm close.
576-7965. Give us a call and let us know what you think, just off the top of your head, a Tinder tornado is, and we'll be back in five with the answer.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
It's the Urban Dictionary word of the day. What do you think a Tinder tornado is?
A really bad connection that you had.
Good answer, but not what we're looking for. Hey, The Buzz, what's a Tinder tornado?
So everything starts out great and then just crashes in the end.
Probably a second definition for it, but not the one I'm looking for. Hey, The Buzz, what do you think a Tinder tornado is?
Okay, so a Tinder tornado kind of sounds like whenever you're on Tinder and you're just swiping through so quickly that you're just basically saying no or yes to everything.
You are so close. A Tinder tornado is when you're looking at someone and you don't know if you want to swipe right or left. So you make a circle and you just let fate decide.
Is that it? Okay. I like that. I've never heard of that.
That is a Tinder tornado, according to UrbanDictionary.com. It's The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends, broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studio.
There's a lot of news.
And now the
all right, so on this day in music history, the Gorillaz had their first show in the U.S. in Boston.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, all the way in 2002. They were, of course, animated characters in the background.
Oh, and, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, band played two, huh?
2002, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Time flies.
On this day in 1985, Tears for Fears released their second album, which includes Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's hard to say that and not sing it.
Yeah, it's
Everybody
I
Wants to Rule the World.
I did the same thing. That's so funny you say that.
And on this day in 1970, Ernie from Sesame Street sings Rubber Ducky on the show, and it is such a hit.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
I wanted you to pull audio, but we didn't have time.
You didn't need to.
One more time.
Rubber Ducky, you're so fun.
Yes!
I had Bert and Ernie. Like my brother, I have a twin, so I had Bert and my brother had Ernie. Like those were our guys. So
it became so popular that it was released as a single. And it got up to 16 on the Billboard charts in 1970.
Should have been one.
It really should have. I don't know what song would have been.
That's so funny. I'm going to pull that clip. That's going to be our news bed next time. Just going to be
ducky?
That song. Rubber Ducky. In local news, and by the way, we got to tighten this up because we have a news guy here.
I know. So, my computer's making it so I can't see him, but he's a professional.
I know. Steven, we're going to talk to you later, so make sure. I want you to make sure I'm doing this right. So in your local news.
Do you already hate it, Steven?
I mean, Steven gave
continue,
me this.
Continue.
Wait,
you gave
can you
me
introduce
this
Steven real quick?
Steven Dial of 41 Action News. We're going to talk to him very soon. And this story was given to me by Steven, so thank you for that.
Steven's mic is up now, just so that he knows.
Yes, you don't have to give away who gave you the story.
I don't show prep, man. You know that? Your local news, the first of the Martin Luther King Boulevard signs are going to be going up where the former Paseo was 10 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
If you want to see the whole debut, and it's going to be a couple-month process?
Yeah, two-month process.
See, we worked up that together. See that?
No, Steven said all of this, and you just repeated him.
We're a couple news guys over here. News. This is like Newsies. This is Newsies Radio.
This is how we do our news, Steven. I apologize. I know that you're probably, I don't know, making a fist. Just be like, these idiots.
We're not journalists, but we play one on the radio.
Yeah, and then when the weather's bad, we're meteorologists. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't even graduate college. What the hell?
Steven, it's a mess, man. It's a mess.
The Oscars were last night.
They were, and from what we are reading and from what I've seen, actually pretty decent reviews, but if you remember, this Oscars did not have a host, mm-hmm. but it was kicked off by Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph, who, in my opinion, should have been the host of the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the 1,000,000th Academy Awards. We are not your hosts, but we're going to stand here a little too long so that the people who get USA Today tomorrow will think that we hosted.
I love that woman. Why did they not host? Because I think Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have hosted before, I think together.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They should have done that. And Maya Rudolph's a saint. They're all so funny. Oh, man. And, you know, we're an SNL family on this show. So. Mm-hmm.
Especially that crew. That was such a good crew of hosts.
But people seem to enjoy the Oscars. I've seen most of the movies. It was actually pretty decent, pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. So, news.
The thing that I was just struck by was the fact that Lady Gaga was wearing the iconic Tiffany diamond that has not been worn since 1961. Mm. It's from the Tiffany store in New York. And The last time it was worn by someone, it was Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's in 2000. In 1961. And then it was put in a case and no one has worn it since.
How much again? How much?
$30 million.
Jesus.
Oh. How do you feel about that,
Steve? Does she have a bodyguard? Like multiple bodyguards?
I think she just broke up with her bodyguard. I think they were engaged. I'm serious.
Probably over that necklace. Probably. That's probably what it was. I got one more. Again, awkward transitions on Jordan Silver and Friends. You heard about that Robert Kelly fella? Ara? Mm-hmm. Ara? That dude sucks. And, I'll just play this audio.
Singer R. Kelly remains behind bars this morning, a day after he appeared on Saturday before a judge who set Kelly's bond at $1 million. The star is accused of sexually abusing four people, prosecutors saying he routinely sought out underage victims. Kelly's attorney maintains Kelly's innocent.
All right, you get it. So here's the thing, because we've all known that R. Kelly is kind of a garbage human, right? That's been long established. So when I'm watching Space Jam.
I love stories that start like this.
When I'm watching Space Jam, can I still believe I can fly? I'm not sure. And I don't know what to do. Trapped in the closet, as ridiculous and probably terrible as it is. I mean, that's an epic. I mean, that's like 30-something chapters.
Right.
I went to a sing-along to that. And like, am I a bad person now? I just want to fly.
I think you
Steven?
Can fly.
Can I still do that?
Yeah.
I don't know now. Like, I can't even bump and grind anymore. That used to be my track.
Damn.
Right?
He took that away.
He took it away from us. It's like brand new. I can't listen to any brand new tracks.
Oh, my God. I got to delete it off of my iPod.
Right?
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
It was still on your iPod?
Bump and grind? Hell yeah.
Oh, Steven.
I'm just saying.
See, he's a news guy. He's got to button it up on the weekends. Not us. Not us.
Yes.
Today is my Sunday, so I'm good.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in for us.
Man, now I feel like a bad guy.
It's okay. It's okay.
I feel like, never mind. I was going to say I feel like R. Kelly, and that is not the line I should say today. I will retract that statement.
I almost want to hit the dump button. Steven, in your professional news world of actually being a professional, how do you transition from like a really sad, horrible story to something funny?
It's really hard to do.
Okay.
yes, it is.
Usually in news, unfortunately, our weather people get the brunt of it. You always kind of, weather. And that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But Gary Lezak will tell you, he follows up some really bad stuff.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. We got this dude in who is friends with Gary Lezak, y'all. What a get we got today.
I'm proud. And we're going to talk to you very, very, very soon.
I'm excited.
I've got one universe story.
Can we have Stephen do our awkward transition?
Yes.
Stephen, just give us a transition.
From R. Kelly to the moon.
And now Hartzell with...
with the moon? Steven, you're a news guy.
So,
I'm just a spectator.
Right now. That's right. Yeah, he's not working right now. He's not getting paid.
Same, man. Same.
So, if the apocalypse strikes, there's a spaceship headed to the moon very soon that has the story of human existence.
Oh, okay.
It is a 30 million page story of everything that has happened. I don't know if they're just like printing off Wikipedia and sticking it up there.
All right. Did you get a chapter?
No.
Because I didn't get one.
No. Yeah, I know, right? And so, so basically, it's for the fact that if an apocalypse happens on Earth, at least the story of Earth will be somewhere people to
That's kind of pretty,
it.
Actually. That's kind of beautiful.
You don't see anything wrong with this.
No, I think that's kind of pretty.
Depending on the author of the story.
That's true. Yeah, who's writing this thing? Right. Who's the ghost author on this?
How about the fact that do aliens speak any world languages? Oh. They're not going to be. It's like when people send USB thumb drives up.
We
with
totally
like a song,
that's we totally no. missed that, didn't we? Yep.
That's
yep.
okay. It's like when they send their own music on a thumb drive. It's like, what do you think? An alien has a USB port?
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on the Buzz.
We have a friend in the studio.
We do, and friend.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Stephen Dial.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Thanks for coming on, especially on your Sunday.
Yes, my Sunday.
You are a reporter for 41 Action News.
Thank you for getting the station right.
You know.
Oh,
you know.
Listen, again, we got a journalist in the studio, so we've buttoned this thing up today, Steven.
Yes, yes.
I just, you know, sometimes we hear another station with a four. I don't understand how you confuse a single digit from a double digit.
But,
we are an Action News family here on JSAF. That's
there
how we
go.
Do things.
How did you think that, if you could grade us as a professor of an actual, you went to school for this. How was our news broadcast about 20 minutes ago?
It was all right.
Oh, you shut up. You stop it. You gave me a story.
Shoot, I don't want to make him separate and give me and you both a grade.
Yeah, oh, you won a separate grade.
Yeah.
You were really good. Yeah.
And then Hartzell?
He was all right.
This is absurd. This is absurd.
I love you.
Steven, the door's that way.
No, no. Steven is staying. Goodbye, Hartzell. Just joking. So, Steven, I was on your Twitter, and I saw that you have so many wonderful outfits. What do you wear when you're just, like, dressed down?
Well, a lot of people joke, like, that I'm always in a collared shirt.
Okay.
I guess I'm somewhat in a collared shirt today. College, I wore a lot of polo, so I like to dress up.
Okay.
It's kind of like born in a suit.
It's one for friends.
Listen, got it. Friend.
Game recognized game over
got
here.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Do you have more dress-up clothes
yes.
for work than... Okay.
Definitely.
Got it.
Yeah, how does that work?
Do I need to buy more casual clothes.
Do y'all have to change outfits for, like, every live shot?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. I was curious about that. Do they give y'all wardrobes? Look at me. I'm just talking about clothes
yeah,
now.
Yeah, can you write it
I
off?
I was like, let's talk about all the misconceptions, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Enemy of the People later, but I'm talking about these clothes right now. Do they give y'all a tie for free? What do you got going on?
Not at all.
Nothing? Okay.
No.
You look good, man. You do look good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So, Steven, you have come and hit the ground running, man. I feel like you have had some amazing stories you broke. Like the Chief story with the homeless guy.
Oh, yeah, Dave, yeah.
Man, how do you find this stuff?
Well, it was not me.
Listen, take that credit, man.
Me and Megan Strickland, one of our sports producers, we kind of like... Instagram stalked Jeff Allen's wife because I've been trying to cook more and she cooks and we had her on our station and did an interview and literally the day before the homeless Dave thing came out. And so I just, messaged Jeff and was like, hey, did you find Dave? And he said, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then just boom. Hit the
It's crazy
running.
How easy that is sometimes. Maybe it's just as easy as sending a DM or
right.
maybe like one random email that somebody reads, right?
You never know. I mean, the relationships are cool, but Dave, I actually talked to him last week. He calls me regularly.
Oh, no
He
kidding.
Talks to Jeff Allen regularly.
No way.
He's still doing good. He's clean, hasn't done drugs in a while. He has a lengthy criminal history, a lengthy criminal past, and it started to get to him when, he was looking at the comments or getting feedback from people saying, why is everyone rewarding a criminal? But he didn't ask for the notoriety and he didn't ask for anything when he helped Jeff. He didn't even know he was a Chiefs player. And so he's been doing good.
That's amazing.
I love that. I love those stories.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 2 years since you've been here, what do you think your favorite story so far? Because you've covered governors. Did you talk to Mike Pence?
No, I did not talk to him.
You didn't talk to
him.
You covered him when he came
him.
In town.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, what do you think your favorite story so far?
I'm a little biased because I'm a political nerd.
Yeah,
so,
my man.
I got to be and I know we're going to talk about this in a second, in the travel pool for President Trump, which is like a very small group of people. I don't want to dumb things down for people, but there's
like
a group of the press
pool,
that travels
press pool, right?
with the president wherever he goes. And when he gets into a city, they add a local person, one or two maybe. And so I'm riding in the motorcade down, 29.
Whoa.
How did that feel?
Cool. Oh, that was dope.
What were they listening to? Were they listening to the radio?
No, the radio's off.
There was just silence?
It's just journalists in a van.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Speeding down 29.
That sounds like a panic attack. No.
That was really cool. Like, I like politics.
Yeah, how do you not get starstruck?
Right.
Even by the people you don't love, I mean, it's still like, yo, this is the president of the United States. Like, I'm in a press pool. Like, that's got to be, cool, but you're also doing a job.
Right. You're doing a job. And, I freaked out when we literally walked under the wing of Air Force One.
Oh, man.
And I love that plane. And, a lot of people talk about, you don't have to respect maybe the person who holds the position, but you respect the position. And so,
absolutely.
We still have a job to do at the end of the day, regardless of whatever your political leanings are. So it was really, really cool.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Steven Dial of 41 Action News chatting with us. And friend, can we now say a friend of the show?
Oh,
and
please,
friend.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Give him a key card.
You can have mine.
Right. Hartzell had me standing outside in the cold.
Come on, man.
It is
cold out there.
See, I don't know why y'all do that to me. Y'all leave me alone. So I am very curious, and we talked about Trump, and I don't want to make it all about Trump, but it is.
Right, we can talk about anything else.
Right, but it is a different age, man. Like, he refers to, and some people do, journalists as the enemy of the people, man. And you're a journalist. You're trying to do your job. Is it tough? Like, have you noticed a difference since college and first gigs and now this, since all this has gone down?
Right. It's totally different. I've been a reporter for about almost 8 years.
Okay.
I just moved here from Florida 2 years ago. And so that's when the Trump campaign was really revving up, and he was in Florida a lot. I was in Jacksonville, so South Georgia, North Florida.
Okay.
So I've covered the president up until here, including the travel pool time, probably almost 10 times. And so when he made those comments, like, at first it did hurt because it's like, you know, you went to school and for this, you're doing all these good things. You want to, you know, uncover the truth. You want to be a voice for the little people. And then you hear like you're the enemy of the people.
Right.
And there's a group of people who really believe that. And so it's it kind of hurts. But then now you kind of just brush it off.
Yeah.
You know, you still have a job to do. And
but
so,
it makes it tougher, right?
It does.
It definitely makes your job harder
especially
to do.
Especially depending on the environment that you're going in or certain scenarios. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have a job to do. It is disheartening to hear that, you know, the leader of our nation saying that about our profession.
Right.
And then, you know, some people say, oh, well, he's only talking about CNN or only talking about this and that. But, you know, journalists every day are kind of on the front lines doing everything they can to uncover the truth and stand up for people who are voiceless.
That's awesome, man. I got one quick question. Because I see you on Twitter, you got your live shots, but you also get your sit-down interviews. What do you like better? What do you like? Because I love this. I like sitting down, turning the chair, and just chatting. But you've done a little bit of everything. What's your favorite?
I love the conversations. They're always fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something about a live shot, especially if it's breaking news. You just kind of get a rush. Adrenaline is happening right then and there. But the conversation, you get to know the person, get to know their background. You know, what they like. You know, talking to Governor Laura Kelly, I didn't know until I sat down with her. She was in, like, the women's PGA, like, LPGA.
Whoa.
Like, she played golf.
What?
She played tennis. Like, you know, you learn a lot of things from people when you sit down with them. And sometimes, hopefully, they kind of relax and let you inside their lives for a bit.
Oh, man, that's pretty. I'm write that down, Stephen. That's pretty good, man. I like that.
Stephen, you said that you were into cooking.
Trying.
Please tell me more about this. What's the best thing that you make?
Man, so, and I let my coworkers, like, taste it sometimes, and I'm, like, super nervous. Because you're like,
oh, no.
You know, like, you take the Instagram picture, and you're like, this kind of, let me take it again. Or, like, I'm, like, really, like, testing it by, like, posting pictures of my food. But it's been good. I made, it was, like, these, like, spinach lasagna roll-ups.
Oh, really good.
It was good. But I'm doing no carbs right now, so I can't eat pasta.
Because how do you? Because you got to find time to cook. Because you, I mean, your schedule is dumb, right? It's just dumb.
It's just dumb. Well, this is it. It was good. It was good.
Oh, look at that right there.
That's beautiful. Oh my God, I want those. So you bring those to work?
No filter needed.
And people taste them.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Do people have a problem with it? Because I'll take any kind of free food.
Right.
Hartzell's eaten out of the trash can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe that.
It was wrapped. It was like that Seinfeld episode, but it was
I'm giving him a hard time.
But you need to give me some of that lasagna. That's what you need to give me.
Next time
you're in, I expect a plate.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve.
What got you into cooking?
I just need to eat better. This job will make you eat out a lot. I know you guys probably, you know, always on the go, especially depending on your shift. And, you know, it's very easy to stop at a fast food place. It's not that easy to eat clean and healthy. So I'm attempting.
Good for you. I'm not perfect, but I'm attempting. I'm not perfect.
I think that you're perfect. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So I know that you're from Atlanta.
Yes.
I lived there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
such a great city.
Right.
So
a lot of people hate on Atlanta, but we're not
going
to go there. Oh, you haven't heard the hate, man.
I don't listen to the hate when it comes to Atlanta. I should still be in the Fulton County prison. Like, listen, I got away with so much stuff. So much stuff.
That's my girl.
Yes. Yes. But did you have any favorite places that you liked in Atlanta?
Right. So I've been out of college since 2011. I was in South Carolina and Florida. So I tried to get back and like reintroduce myself to places. Mm-hmm. Like, I really was hoping the Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl so I can kind of spin that into a trip back home.
Oh, that would have been nice. Oh,
that would have been great.
Yeah.
Any American deli. I love wings. So anytime, you know, South DeKalb Mall, I'm from, you know, I grew up in Decatur.
Yep.
But let me ask you this.
Oh,
do you, turn it on you.
I love this.
The Varsity is a staple.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you think their food's really good or?
Listen, they put.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like,
that
I tell people to go for the experience, but do you think the food is good?
So much shade.
Yes, it's good.
Uh-oh.
No, I just. It's good. It's there.
It's
drunk food. It's drunk food.
I
and that's
see that.
That's why it's like in the center of
Midtown.
Yeah. So, okay, last question. We have barbecue in Atlanta.
Yeah, we do.
Psh, please.
We do.
Please. Y'all think y'all got barbecue in Atlanta.
I will say this.
Okay.
And I'm getting so much trouble. And not even from here. The barbecue here is really good. Like I'm saying, I'm gonna get in trouble with people back home.
Oh, gotcha. He's trying to tiptoe this, what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I am really.
That's what Stephen is. He's being a journalist politics. Right now.
That was journalist Stephen Dial.
Future politician.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, yeah. It's really good. I just wanted to see if, you know, rep in the hometown or who's got the. So it is. I mean, what's your favorite barbecue place here?
I am not going to answer that.
Oh, okay, it was Mr. Stephen Dial playing
representative.
The middle of the ground right there.
All right, favorite KC spot. So I'm going to get you on the record. For saying your favorite something, KC. Favorite spot you've been to through your reporting in KC.
Through reporting or like in leisure?
Let the guy have a break. He works like 24 hours a day.
In the 2 years you've been here, favorite spot you've discovered?
Favorite
in
spot.
Kansas City.
I'm really starting to like Martini Corner. I haven't, it's near our station. I'm really liking the vibe. I don't want to name drop places.
Is that where you go when you've had a bad day with your coworkers and you guys just drink and complain about work?
Yes.
Okay, there he is. Cool. Perfect.
That's what we do at the breakfast place right over there.
Hey, Martini Corner's fun. Go to Brick House. Have a good time.
Absolutely.
Brick House,
that's
get a couple drinks. Oh, see, we throw out names blindly here. Looking for sponsorships, please, and thank you.
But L House, I'm really cool with those folks in Westport.
Awesome, man.
So that's where we'll find you.
Let's grab a drink.
Yes.
All three of us.
Yeah. I have to wear something nice. I don't have anything nice.
Why do you have to wear something nice?
Because you'd be dressed nicely.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
Mr. Stephen Dial, reporter for 41 Action News. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. In the morning. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, my God. It's that time of the year. Not the month.
I was going to say, I thought we were past this because I'm good.
No. I'm speaking about taxes.
Oh, because we're synced up. So there you go.
We are not synced up.
Yes, we are. Mm-mm. Yes, we are.
I swear.
I pain when you pain.
No, you do not pain.
I shed when you shed. That's gross.
No, you don't.
Hit that dump button.
So, I mean, it's something that you have to have done by April 15th.
Taxes. Oh, we talking about that?
Yeah, of course we're talking about that.
Ah,
taxes.
Let's keep this low key because the government doesn't know as much as they probably should about me. So let's keep this as surface level as possible, Jordan.
So I had this tax guy, or I have this tax guy. I don't know how exactly to tell this story. When I started doing a bunch of different jobs, I had a lot of jobs that I had 1099s for, which they don't take out the tax. So you're supposed to save a certain amount and then pay it back.
That's where they get you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they really get you.
You got to be real responsible.
Bartenders, DJs.
Entertainment, anything in entertainment.
They have killed me.
So, but I asked my friends for a really good tax guy. One of my friends gave me this guy's information. They said that they think that he worked in the mob at one point, like did taxes for the mob.
My man.
So I went and saw him.
Credibility.
It looks like a mob place, right? This guy is, there's just pictures. There's a lot of gold.
Oh, yes.
He's very old.
Any tracksuits?
I think he was wearing a tracksuit, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure he had a gun. But he was amazing.
No, when you talk about mobsters, he's packing heat. That's what you got to say. He's packing heat.
He was packing heat. And he was so good with my taxes because I think that he did taxes for the mob.
He knows every loophole.
Every loophole.
That's what we need. We need somebody to send us some loopholes. That's
well,
what I need.
Well, this is my guy. This is my tax guy that I go to every single time. And this was back in Atlanta and even anywhere that I've lived, every year I get a hold of him and ask. So this is the thing. I send him an email about now every year and I go, are you still doing taxes?
Why are you making this so cryptic?
Because the man is so old. He's so old. Like, he's got to be 90.
Oh.
He's so old.
You didn't tell that part of the story.
Right. He's so old.
So he's like old mob money. Oh.
Well, the point is.
Jordan Silver, bring me your taxes. I can't do it.
No.
I can't do
it. It's like you're scratch them.
Jordan's got some taxes. Can write off Hulu.
That's what it was. You can.
You sure can.
That's what it was like when I met him. But then again, I moved away, but he was such a good tax guy. And I had, you know, more and more jobs where I had 1099s. So every year around this time, I send him an email that's like, are you still doing taxes? But really, are you still doing taxes? Really, what I'm trying to say is, are you still alive?
Yeah. Do you send it from a, See, I thought you were taking it as if this was under the radar, but no. You just want to know if he's still living.
That's it, yeah. How do you nicely ask that? He's so old, and I can't just drive down the street to see him.
Are you still with us? How do you do that?
I email him, are you still doing taxes?
Do you have his number?
Yeah, but...
You don't want to use that?
Yeah, it's 2011. I don't like to use the phone. That's my least used app on my entire telephone is the phone app.
That's hilarious. You send an email to make sure you're still alive.
But not because he's the best tax guy. The best tax guy. He's in the mob. I haven't been audited. Like, it's all good. He's right. These are legitimate things. He doesn't, like, give me fake stuff. But this man can find all the loopholes that there are and all the tax breaks and the this and the that. And so I sent him an email, like, last week.
How is he?
He hasn't written me
back. Oh, no. Yet. Oh, no. Oh, wait. When'd you send it?
Monday.
Last Monday?
Last Monday.
Oh, no. Last Monday? That's a week.
I'm afraid to Google him.
Here, I'll do it. Text me his name real quick.
Hold on. I'll Google. Hold on.
No, you don't need to know this. Let me look this up for you.
No, I cannot give you
this. Here, hold on.
I mean, I guess I could call him.
Here, just text me. I'll let you know. I want to put you down easy just in case the worst has happened. Here, hold on.
All right, I'll text you.
Okay. Because listen, Jordan, this is for many fronts. Number one, I want to make sure he's still with us. Number two, we got taxes we need to take
right,
care
this
of.
Guy's so good.
And I want you to forward his email to me.
Well, I'll let you know if okay, he even writes go. Me back.
Here we go.
You got it?
One second.
And that's outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Please don't tell me he passed away. He passed away?
No. Everyone's commenting on his website. Where is he? Oh, my God. This man is dead.
No. He's in heaven or hell. I don't know.
What's mob heaven?
Let's see how many days Hartzell can go without getting in a fight on Twitter. Let's see how many days Jordan Silver can go without mentioning you-know-who on The Buzz.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
So, in music news, The National, the band, has apparently finished a new album, but there's a lot of controversy with this because the guy that produced it tweeted that an album was done, that he finished an album, and the fans kind of figured it out, and now he had to delete the tweet.
Oh, I've done that. Jumping the gun.
Delete the tweet.
But here's the thing, though. It's almost worse when you delete it because now they know you messed up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
The internet does not delete. Think before you post.
Man, they mean on the internet, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the twitters.com.
Weezer's Black album comes out on Friday, and they dropped two new songs over the weekend, High as a Kite and Living in L.A., which we played earlier at 7:30, and I think I'm going to get that on next because it was so good. That was the one that the Buzz family liked the most.
I love it.
We played both of them.
New Weezer. Give it a shot, y'all.
Yeah.
Still good.
Friday, the Black album.
Yes. I got some national news for you, Jordan.
Okay.
Because you know we don't like this team.
What team?
Oh, those terrible people who reside in New England. They play football there. Robert Kraft, y'all, getting it in illegally. The owner of the New England Patriots busted in what is alleged to be a prostitution sex trafficking ring. Let's play some audio for you.
Well, if he's convicted of these offenses, he could face up to a year in jail. He could also face up to a year of probation and then also a fine. Those are optional, though. The fact that he doesn't have a criminal record would work in his favor. The fact that he's 77 years old would work in his favor. But
77, trying to get it in.
That's why they make those pills. literally why they make those pills.
Every gas station in the world, Robert. Come on, man. Anyway, don't do that, y'all.
In California, a man was cleared of a double murder. Did you hear about this story?
No.
Okay. Thing was, he spent 39 years in jail. He spent 39 years in jail, cleared just like today or yesterday.
Stop it. Really?
Or whatever day.
I hate that stuff.
Yeah, he was in jail for 39 years. But on the flip side, they're giving him $21 million.
What?
So here's the question.
Lock me up, y'all.
Really?
Lock me the
40
F
years
up.
Of your life and then... You would get $21 million. Would you really?
Yes.
What?
In a heartbeat for $21 million.
40 years in jail.
I will stay in solitary.
You'll
for
be
$21 million.
What the hell?
Are you kidding me? For $21 million? Oh, I will sacrifice for that look. Have you seen my bank account? They can come and get me right now.
No, please do not come get Hartzell.
Come get me now for 21.
39 years. You would sit in jail for 39 years for 21. I wouldn't do it for all the money in the
world. I will pass all the time for $21 million.
I'll tell you why I won't do it. It's the reason that I really try to do good and be a good law-abiding citizen. It's because I won't, if I go to jail, and I'm there for a year, I will not poop.
Oh.
Because you have to do it in a room in front of people.
And that's, it's like that steel stall. I've done it before. It's just not, it's so cold. The worst part is it's cold. Actually, that's not true. The worst part is that when you're stuck in that holding cell, you got to watch a loop of TNT, which is usually like My Name is Earl on the TV. That by itself is reasons why I don't want to ever get pulled over.
I'm a lady. So it'll be the thing where I'm like, oh, did I have a drink? Yes. I'm going to call Uber. Why? Because I don't want to go to jail. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to have to poop in front of people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine, I just don't pay for my tags.
You have an entertainment story, don't you?
I do. We were talking about the Oscars earlier. Well, this is the show I was more focused about, was the Razzies.
Mm-hmm.
You like the Razzies, Jordan?
Mm-hmm. I think my friend won one.
For your worst movies of the year? What do you mean? You had a friend that won
a
Razzie?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I'll tell you that off air.
You know the movie?
Off air.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned it at all.
The Razzies are a good thing. It's
I know,
a badge
I have to
of
find
honor.
It. Just play the damn audio.
And Holmes and Watson, they cleaned up the Razzies. Actually, Melissa McCarthy, she did double duty. She went to the Razzies and then she went to the Oscars. So yeah, this movie, Holmes and Watson, with Will Ferrell and was it John C. Reilly? It cleaned up the Razzies. Here's a clip of that trailer, just in case you haven't seen it.
May I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes. And Dr. John Watson.
I love you.
Watson?
Oh!
Whew. What a looker, right?
She is stunning.
Man, okay, I saw clips of the movie. I fell asleep, but I found it on the dark web because I'm a garbage person. It wasn't bad. I thought it was kind of funny. I'm sorry. Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 30%.
Wow.
So not certified fresh, but a certified Razzie for sure.
Love those B movies. They're the greatest. Sharknado, Birdemic. You've seen Birdemic? One day we're going to talk about that. Not right now, though.
Best actor? Just real quick.
Of course.
The Razzies?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump playing himself.
Nice.
In Fahrenheit 11-9. That was Michael Moore's
movie.
I've
got one more entertainment story for you. Designer Karl Lagerfeld passed away last week.
Yep.
We know that. And there are rumors that he's going to be leaving a considerable amount of money to his cat.
See this? Leave it to me. Listen, I will go to prison.
No.
I will be his best friend.
The cat?
Yes. I've seen that Disney movie. I will be that cat's best friend. I will be that cat's handler.
Can you believe? I mean, I once was laying with Blanche and just looking at him and being like, now I know why Leona Hemsley left her dog $18 million. But in some kind of paperwork, it was found out that the cat in the year 2015 made $3 million.
That cat does better
in modeling.
Than we do. Are you kidding
That's
me?
What I'm saying. How does it feel? How does it feel? Let's just sit here with this for one moment. How does it feel to know that a cat made $3 million in 2015, and we will never make that in our life.
Congratulations. You got out of bed this morning. Now reward yourself with more Jordan Silver and Friends.
Yes, congratulations are in order.
On 96.5 The Buzz.
Congratulations, you got out of bed, and we get to hang out with Sho from 610 Sports right now.
How about it? Let's go. I had so much fun the last time I was a part of The Friends.
You are an and friend now. You know
that's
that
right.
You
that's,
know
that. That's right.
Jordan Silver and Sho.
Come on, man. Okay, I was going to say, I'm
obviously,
right here.
Obviously.
Right here.
Can I just come on aggressively real quick?
You get a little angsty, Sho?
You know, I seem to come on after award shows. and I got to be honest. This may take some people in your audience off. Is anyone else over Lady Gaga and her reactions? I can't take it. As I call her Stephanie with an F. I'm done with it. Man, okay. I feel bad about it because even if she wins this Best Actress award, she might go into convulsions on her way. Like, you know, and you know, Hartzell, you know, I only thing I can imagine is the way Mr. McMahon took the first stunner.
Oh!
Where she's just shaking. She just shook and slid her way up to.
Like, taking a bad stunner. A bad one.
The Grammys, I can't take. She's won 10 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
She acts the way that any one of the three of us would if we went up there and won the Grammys for the first time. Come on. I'm not about been there before, but she is over the top. I mean, she seems to be caught off guard every time. Me?
It's like she didn't even know she was in the room.
It's me? Wall. Lady Gaga.
Who is she up against?
I know I've won every one of for Best Original Song in every award season, but me?
That's the thing, Jordan.
I just can't. I can't take it anymore.
It doesn't even matter who else was in the category because we knew she was going to win.
No, that's like Adele.
And she knew, too.
Always. Did you see the lady who won, forget her name, who won for Best Actress? They panned the camera on Stephanie. She's down there. She's down there accepting the award with her. Like, I'm emotion talking with her. I can't. I'm sorry.
You gotta do that.
I just had to get my soapbox. I am just she's so talented. She is an amazing singer, she was fantastic in the movie. The awards and her over the topness is I can't take it.
Show is so hot today.
I just had to get that off my chest.
Let me fan you off
so much,
real quick.
I feel so much better now.
Because
that I can.
We were talking about how you were saying that you're a little over Patrick Mahomes.
I feel like I'm getting there.
Okay, I'm shutting my computer. Uh-oh. What is going on?
I feel like I'm getting there. And we're going to get into this on the show today. It's not necessarily his fault. But you're starting to see the early stages. They've done this for a year where they're painting him as a picture of he can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the guy or the gal who is just, all right, okay, man. Like the latest thing today, there's a commercial or something where, look what I could do. He's sitting in a chair and he throws something and the light flitch pops off.
That was dope. Oh, he can. Show that was dope as hell and you know it was.
Oh, okay, that's you fine. I'm just saying, he can play basketball. He can play tennis. Yeah, right.
I thought he wasn't allowed to play basketball anymore.
Not anymore, but before then, they showed him doing some spin move. You know that, I mean, you could see the build of... This guy can do anything. Mm-hmm. I felt like there was a part of Tim Tebow where it shook people off.
Mm-hmm.
When he started doing surgical procedures on people in third world countries where
Tim Tebow?
Yes. He was doing. We were like, okay, guys, come on. When you start building a person who can't do anything wrong, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, all right, like that. That I hope it doesn't happen.
Right.
But I could feel the build when we come out in 2 weeks and, wow, he can make a mean filet mignon, or he can, he was on Top Chef. Like, he was on, like, what can he do? He can put braces on for you. He can perform. There's no one who rakes leaves better than Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's going to get to me.
I just want him to go to the hospital and just touch kids on the shoulders and then cure them.
He can do it. Oh, my goodness.
So, hold on, man. Hold on. Have you had Pat on the show?
Of course not.
Have you had it?
They do.
The Chiefs? Anybody?
The Chiefs hate me. Yeah.
See, I feel like, here's the thing.
I can be honest.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't like him.
I like him.
Uh-huh. See, okay.
I just, it's the aura. You know how it is in any walk of life with someone who is just thought to, like we talked about Lady Gaga. She's very talented at all those things. But if we start rolling out a thing of, man, she can do anything. You know, she can jump through hoops. She can train animals.
She
can
works at the circus.
She can win best in show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, come on. All right. Yeah.
See, I think you're just hating, man. Show you
I could
hard.
Be. I could
you
be.
You're hating real
I
hard.
I could be. And I'm not there yet. I just feel like there's a buildup. I know people, you know how people can get when people is shown to you that they can do everything.
Yes.
Or that gets on your nerves. Like, it's where it's...
So you petty, man. I think you just petty.
You might call me petty.
I think you just petty. Just,
wait, just, you're going to call him petty and he is going to be our guest here from now on till...
Listen, that's how you know
it's
show.
All good.
That's how you know...
I don't claim to be right about everything, but I just know people. And sometimes the person who is perceived to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
who is painted up, because we know ain't nobody perfect, and his voice. But anyway,
what up, Grover?
Perceived, he sounds like a lawnmower starting.
Oh, my God.
It does. Oh, Jordan, don't know. Oh, my God.
That's his voice.
I know it. But
he throws a mean football.
Whenever you have somebody who is perceived and painted in a picture as perfect, especially to normal folks, that gets old. That gets old real quick.
I can see that.
And they're helping paint the picture of it to where this guy's perfection, and that can get old.
That's what I want, though. I want, like, that Brady perception. I think that's what we need.
Well, Brady makes out with his son, so I don't think people...
I just want you guys to know that for the past 10 minutes, you've just been describing the Taylor Swift of football.
No, really?
She didn't do anything wrong. She hasn't.
No, but has that been an issue for her?
Yeah.
There has been an issue for, okay, everything is right, mm-hmm. yes. except for her love life. But everything
right.
is right. Like, she does everything right. Oh, God.
She does go into children's hospitals and touch them, and they are healed.
One of our favorite guys, John Cena. One of the big reasons why people can't stand him is because everything is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that just gets to regular people when that's what you're dealing with. And right, not right now, because he's our guy, and we love him. But this just keeps coming on about his perfection.
It's getting a little much.
Like,
huh?
Getting a little much. Okay, huh. Interesting show, because I like that. I want a larger than
life. You want our heroes to fall?
I just want a hero. I need a
hero.
Oh,
you want him to not fall?
No, I don't want him to fall.
Nobody wants him to, but you just are saying that.
I don't want him to get on heroin or anything.
No.
But I mean, he can't do it. I mean, he's human.
Let him be a king. We need a king, man. That is our king. Long may he reign. I'm okay with it, man. Let him do what he wants.
I wonder if he can sew.
It might come out.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
That's how you end the song.
Boom! Boom!
You were playing the air drums.
And then, just frolicking everywhere.
Then the table drums. And it was so on point that I didn't even yell.
Oh, thanks, Jordan, because you don't like when I do that. Sometimes I like to add some...
Well, you know...
Remix!
Sitting here trying to think, and all of a sudden it sounds like... Dun, dun. That should sound like the beginning of a Green Day song.
You know what? I need to stop. You are so right. I do that a lot.
No,
I yell
okay.
a lot.
I'm sorry!
I'm sorry, Mama!
Oh, no. I didn't mean
never
to hurt
meant
you.
To hurt you. Hi, Jeremy.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How
Speaking
are you guys?
Of sorry, Mom...
Whoa.
Because Journey's our mom. She's like, takes care of us.
She does. She
oh,
does.
Okay.
She does.
I wasn't sure where that was going. But okay.
Oh, you know Jay. What up, Jay Dog?
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Nothing.
That's my girl.
No one called me to hang out.
Oh.
I didn't hang out.
I just sat at home.
Every weekend we wait.
With my dog.
Anxiously by our phone. Just
for
maybe.
Waiting for Jordan to call.
Maybe a text.
Something.
What?
Even maybe a Bitmoji. You're something.
Nothing.
Something.
What? Phone didn't even buzz.
Didn't even think about buzzing, did it?
Nope. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I had the best breakfast that I've ever had.
Now she's nice. Bragging. Now she's bragging.
Would've been nice, huh?
This girl.
Have you heard of the Mockingbird Lounge in KCK?
Yes.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
I've never been.
Would have loved
no
to
one's
have checked
ever
it
taken
out.
Me.
Same.
You want to go on a
or
trip
invited
like now?
Me.
Because I had it yesterday, and it's all I can think of. I had this egg sandwich.
So she can think of egg sandwiches, but she can't think of us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't know that the last part of the show was always going to be dump on Jordan. Because I went out to eat with my friend.
Yes. How dare you go eat with a friend and not invite us? How dare you?
I mean.
Enjoy yourself. What's
I
wrong
thought
with
we
you?
Were friends.
We are friends.
I thought so, too.
The damn show is Jordan Silver and friends. Mm. I'm friendly. I have all these new friends on the internet now that are here. They're here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. On theinternet.com.
The guy working knew that I worked for The Buzz when I walked in. It was beautiful.
So she's saying it's a place that we could even get recognized, and you know I excel at those places.
Yes,
and
you do.
She still didn't even, not even a what's up, not even a you up text.
I even had a moment last night where I thought maybe I should leave some birthday cake from mm-hmm. Liam's birthday that we celebrated last night on Homegrown. I should leave some for the morning show. But then I thought, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
No one called me this weekend, so no birthday cake for anybody.
Instead, she left.
Empty plates.
Empty plates. Ooh, these are nice.
And spoons.
Yeah, you better save them.
Yeah, keeping all of the things that we needed.
Everything but the cake. We started looking for the cake.
I know.
I was literally in the trash. Because that thing, it's a brand new liner, so it's still clean.
That's the first place. I walked in, and he was head first in the trash.
We're doing our Buzz Family Creep. I saw a cake. I'm like, where is this cake? Where is this cake?
What's going on the show?
I'll tell my friends when they tune in after 10 a.m.
Oh, damn! Damn!
Shots fired!
I think that's the end of this show. Hopefully not forever, but I don't know.
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hartzell, I heard a quote that has changed my life.
Oh, what are these words of wisdom you got?
I don't know if I want to tell you yet.
Okay.
But it's a sentence that once I heard it, I just started thinking about my personality and how I act, and I just found a totally different way to live my life.
Oh, God. Are we having another existential crisis on the show?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And we'll talk about it tomorrow. It involves a hoe never getting cold, though.
Words to build a life on.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.